Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome everyone. You're with Dr. Harris. Dr. Harris right here on the Golden West Side of Fresno. We're right here at the Freedom School. Freedom School right here right now. And we're just happy to be here and waiting on my president to call in. And just happy to be on the show tonight. And tomorrow we have the our third session of the Fresno Freedom School, and it's been going really good. You know, a lot of excitement, a lot of people showing a lot of interest of gardening. I seen my president here on the screen here. I don't know what happened to her, but hopefully she'll call back in. And we'll be here tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow at 7 o'clock sharp, getting ready to do our thing. And so, again, we're just excited to be able to serve our community, serve our children. Don't know what the future holds for the Fresno Freedom School, but whatever it holds, we're happy to be assistance to our people. So let me see. I was going to call her. Let's see. Let's see here. Let me call her real quick. If I get her on this line here. All right, there's our president right there. Aline Reed is with us. And I seen you on the board, and all of a sudden your phone dropped. I don't know what happened.
Well, I called in twice. All I heard was
"Uh-oh."
So I thought I'd wait until I heard from you.
There we go again. Static, yep. That's about where we live at, in a bunch of static. But, yeah, but anyhow, anyway, you know, we're here at the Freedom School right now getting ready for tomorrow. And I just thought that we'll come in and, real quick for tonight before tomorrow morning get here. Just kind of give a review of where we're at and what we're trying to do and progress of things and so forth.
Okay. Well, we had two successful sessions of Freedom School in June. We were meeting on the second and the fourth Saturday of the month. And this month we're doing the same. We're meeting on the second and the fourth Saturday of the month. And our plan was to have younger folks, like between 5 and, say, I don't know, 10 or 11, to meet in June, and then the older kids to meet in July. But it didn't work out that way, and we have a mixed group of children from ages 5 all the way up to teens. And the classes that we have are very, very interesting and fun and, of course, educational. So in the morning, we have our gardening and our composting classes that are taught by Reverend Harris, Reverend Dr. Harris. And then we have a short break. After that, we have our certified nutritionist, Sarah Devitt, who is going to be with us. And then we are going to have our fabulous board, Rashad Joyce, who is going to be doing a demo of a summer pasta salad. So it's a full day. We encourage people to come out. We start early in the morning, just like farmers do. And so we have a continental breakfast for everybody from 7 to 7:30. Then Reverend Harris starts his class. And we don't stop until about 12:30 in the afternoon, when it's really starting to heat up. So that's kind of a layout of our day. And we encourage people to bring their children by. We encourage the parents to stay with their children. Sometimes that's not possible. But we do encourage it. In fact, last session, we had an entire family from the neighborhood come in to listen to our certified nutritionist talk about healthy eating, healthy food, and all sorts of great things. So come by and catch the Freedom School fever, y'all. Come on by.
There you have our president, Eileen Reed, who's leading the school. Really to another level right now. Very committed, dedicated. This is a free program. I love free stuff. And so I just encourage the parents to get the children here. You know, don't deprive them of knowledge, success, and learning how to grow their own food and, you know, be self-sufficient, and that's what we want to do as a people. I believe that's the right thing to do, not the wrong thing to do. But like I said, it takes time. It takes finances. It takes, you know, all of that. The old saying, it takes a village to raise a child, and that's very true. It takes
a village.
It takes all of us, you know. I know a lot of you parents work 5 days a week, sometimes 7 days a week. But, you know, you can sacrifice this one day. We're only doing this, you know, 2 months in June, 2 months in
two Saturdays.
Yeah, 2 Saturdays in June and 2 Saturdays in July. And that's going to be the season. But, you know, we're still in contact with the children throughout the whole year. But I just want to, real quick, don't want to be long because I got to get home wrapped up. But we just want to come out and encourage. Tomorrow we'll be here 7 sharp. We will be doing the program here at 806 Collins, 806 Collins here at the Free AME building, which the Fresno Freedom School is housed. We will be teaching maintenance. how to do the maintenance, because the weeds are growing, and it's important to know how to fight weeds, how to deal with weeds.
Yes.
Because if the weeds grow, it's going to kill the vegetables. And so I'm going to be teaching that. Also, irrigation line, what's going on with that. And I brought in something today. We're going to see what everybody think about it tomorrow. It kind of really gives it a farm look. And so we're going to see what that looks like. Right now, we're watering. I'm watering right now because it's been hot today in the ground. The sun absorbs the water. So it's better to irrigate at night and water at night so the plants have all night to absorb the water instead of watering during the day. We have yellow watermelons that's growing, cantaloupes, tomatoes, big beef tomatoes, chili peppers, peppers, white, yellow, black. We also have okra. Hopefully tomorrow we'll plant some corn. And we also have eggplants. So, you know, we have a variety of food for the community here.
Yes.
And, you know, what we do here, you can do at home. Alan, can you talk about the South Valley Satellite Freedom School?
This is exciting. This is exciting. One of our Freedom School supporters who is an auntie of our past board member, Maria Ells, started a Grow at Home program in Bakersfield. And she recruited others to work with her down there. So she has got children. She is doing it herself as an adult. She's also got children growing food in their backyards in Bakersfield. She's also got children in Sanger. And she has one in the North Valley in Chowchilla. So these are all satellite programs of Freedom School, and it all grew out of the seed that was planted here in Fresno by our Freedom School team. I'm so happy to honor this sister, Sister Diana, for the work that she has done, because she told us and came to us and said, this is what I want to do, is this possible? And, you know, Reverend Harris and myself said, yes, of course. You know, we always want to work with children and encourage children towards something that's going to have a positive outlook on their health and their mental health and their physical health by growing healthy vegetables and beautiful flowers. I have to say, y'all, beautiful sunflowers. So we have that going on, and we are hoping to do a field trip with Fresno Freedom School here in Fresno and taking them down to the South Valley so they could meet and greet with their cohorts down there and get a chance to know each other. And hopefully in future, Reverend Harris was mentioning that there are folks in Vestalia who are interested in starting a Fresno Freedom School there. And so we're trying to figure out what we should call these satellite programs, right, Rev? To be more inclusive and everything. But Fresno Freedom School is the home base. And so we welcome everybody. Rev, don't forget to talk about the nomination that Freedom School got today.
Got to
talk about that.
I don't have all the information in front of me, even the organization name.
I have an organization name. It is called DOPA, and that stands for Developing Opportunities and Pursuing Equality. Regina Williams is a CEO. And apparently, I didn't know very much about this group, but her son, by the name of Isaiah Williams, really was the founder of DOPE, and she sort of took it over and kept it going because Isaiah was killed in June of 2021. He was 22 years old when he died, and he had been involved in a lot of youth programs including starting his own youth football league when he lived in Arizona. And so he came to his mom and asked her to help him set up this group here in Fresno. And so she is working with this group and pushing it forward in his name, and it's his legacy. And it just so happens that developing opportunities and pursuing equality is a cohort of the Black Chamber of Commerce. They were involved in a program called Betting Big. And I don't really know a lot about the Betting Big program, but I do know that Regina's organization was part of that. So they have nominated President Freedom School with, I think it's called Go Giver Award. And it's based on people, on groups that work with young people. And, you know, so far as developing character and integrity and all those good things that we want to pour into our children. So that's a little bit that I know about DOPE. I don't really know a lot about it, except that Rev. Harris shared that Freedom School had been nominated for an award. So.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to speak with her, I think it was last week, and she kind of explained, you know, the situation with her son's death and how she wanted to keep his legacy alive. I thought that was really, you know, I thought that was really stepping up to the plate, you know. I mean, that had to be a lot because, you know, unless you lost a loved one or a son or a daughter, you really don't know what their feeling is.
Right.
You know,
That's right.
And you're working on this every day in the name of your son who you carried for 9 months. And now, you know, our children should be burying our parents, but our parents are burying our children.
Right.
And so I just really have to tip my hat to her, you know. I mean, it's rewarding to her. I know it is, but I know it also hurts too.
Yes, painful.
But I just thank God that he's given her the willpower to continue, you know, something that her son had a vision for. And she's, you know, partnering and connecting with people that she feel that, you know, represent the ideology of what her son's philosophy was in the community. And so I just really tip my hat to her and, you know, just really thankful that she even thought about it. You know what I mean?
I felt the same way. I mean, I had my mouth hanging open when you were telling me about it, Rev. And I say that as a Freedom School team member. See, you one of those folks that's used to getting awards. I'm not, you know.
You're going to get it.
I used to work in the background.
Yeah, I remember all those days I used to say, hey, Eileen, you know, we got an award. And you'd be like, well, y'all go ahead. And,
yeah.
You know, but this time you can't say that because now you're the president of the school and you have to accept it in the name of the school.
Reverend Harris and your team.
I've just been waiting for this day for years. I've been waiting for years.
No, he's just used to getting awards, and I have to say, quite honestly, I got my right hand. Y'all can't see it, but the awards that he's received, he earned them. Okay, and it's very, very seldom that you can say that about people, because you know, with consensus that they got an award. Okay, they earned that award. And it's been my experience as a progressive Black person in Fresno. I don't need a war, okay? People look at me as a troublemaker. People look at me as a complainer. And I say, you're right, because I'm going to be complaining and speaking out until about my people and what I feel that they need and our children need with, until my last dying breath. So, so I kind of aced myself out of that whole award thing, but I am happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, your first year as president, you're getting awards. That's just a stepping stone.
I was a chairwoman before, but I'm president now, so I don't know if that's a promotion or a demotion, but I told you it doesn't matter to me. Whatever, titles are cool, but it's the work. And that's what I love about Freedom School, because our children understand the value of hard work. We cut corners at Freedom School. When we bring in people to teach our children, work with our children, these are people that know their stuff. Whether they are learned volunteers from our community, like Sister Nancy Goodwin, who is a member of WILF and is also a master gardener. She has come out, twice, Reverend Harris?
Right, yeah.
She's come out twice. And for a master gardener to stay with us and help us and work with our children, this is huge. People don't understand the freedom that it is to grow your own food, your own organic food, free of pesticides.
Right.
So I'm happy. I have to say I'm genuinely happy about what's happening with Freedom School. And I want everybody in our listening audience to bring their children to Freedom School tomorrow. Because if you come, and I say this to everybody, Rick always laughs at me, if you come and hang out at Freedom School, you are going to catch the Freedom School fever because it's infectious. We have fun. We have a good time. It's a safe place for your children. It's a safe place for you. You're going to learn something. You're going to have fun. We're going to feed you. You won't be hungry. And it's just cool. Come out and join us tomorrow. Come out and join us before it gets real hot during the day. And kick it with your kids and other community members. Yes, please.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and sign out. It's about 9 o'clock. I promise we wasn't going to stay long. We just wanted to do a little intro. We're here watering tonight because it was so hot. And that's part of the teaching of farming, when to water. Usually we use mulching paper, but we haven't used it. So we have to really watch the soil and how much it absorbed, the heat absorbed the water. So, you know, it may come to a point I have to put tents up if it gets too hot over the garden, just for the heat rays. So, like I said, it's fun. It is work, but it is rewarding. Work. You know, when you can go out there and grab a tomato before you pull it off, it's just juice all in your hand. That's a good tomato. You go to the store, Walmart, Kmart, Winco, Costco. Food for less. You get their tomato and you pick it up and feel like a baseball. So, you know.
That's true, everybody.
That's the pesticides and stuff that's been on the vegetables for many, many months in store in the warehouse. So we're going to be going over all that tomorrow. Our nutritionist is doing a great job teaching the community, you know, those who come out. I'm going to say this before we go. Knowledge is power. You are what you eat. If you eat potato chips all day and that's what you want to do, then you're just going to become a potato chip.
Say that.
You just want to drink sodas all day. You're just going to get a big old gut and you're going to have sugar diabetes. So we have the power. We have the power to change the narrative if we want to change it. And if we don't want to change it, then that's fine too. Then you just suffer the consequence of all that medical stuff, getting your toes cut off and you know, hypertension. And I'm not sitting up here preaching that I'm in the best for myself because I'm not. I mean, I got stuff, ankles and stuff hurting and, you know, back hurting and all that. So, you know, I have to be careful now. You know, I'm not 18 anymore. You know, so the older we get, the more our body starts slowing down.
I'm 18 times three.
and the more we just have to,
you know, that's right, bro.
Be
that's
more
right.
cautious about our bodies, because at the end of the day, everyone is responsible for their own body. Everybody.
Yes.
I'm not, you know, no one is responsible. I mean, I went to the gym today, and I worked out for about an hour and a half. That was for me. It wasn't for nobody else but me. You know, when I get on that treadmill, that's for me, no one else.
Yes.
And I encourage, and we have encouraged, you know, our board members, you know, to
yes,
go to the gym, and we work out together, have fun. So, you know, let's come up, you know, in 2023, let's come up with some fun things to do.
Yes.
You know,
yes. That's what we need. And, Rev, I think that we need to have, like, a Freedom School reunion. I really do. From all, you know, past students who've been through Freedom School, past volunteers, you know, past staff and board members. It'd be fun to get everybody together. And, you know, you got a birthday coming up in August, so maybe that will be a good time to do it.
All right.
Yes.
Well, there you have it, y'all. It's 9 o'clock. I promise you at 9 we'll get off. So we'll see you all tomorrow here at 9 o'clock sharp. All right. We'll say good night. Arlene, give us what you always tell us.
Okay, everybody. This is about a mindset. We want you all to stay black until we get back with you.
All right.
See you tomorrow.